A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the second hour of the Eric Erickson Show across the fruited plain. The phone number is 877-973-7425. Should you wish to be on the program, Robert Herr continues to testify. I'll circle back to this later. Right now, we got to talk about people losing their minds. I want to play for you some audio. And I got to say, and I'm going to lay all my cards on the table for you right now at the risk of alienating portions of my audience. I am not crazy about voting in November for either Trump or Biden. I voted in the Republican primary in Georgia, so the primary in Georgia is today. And I've had so many people reach out and say, why even bother to vote? I said, well, if you are like me, someone who thinks the GOP could have picked a better nominee, go vote for someone else. I did. I didn't vote for Trump in the Republican primary. I want to at least signify that I think the GOP could have done better. And I don't know what I'll do in November. And I don't think I'm alone. Normally it's easy for me. I'm like, I don't care for either of these guys. I certainly prefer Trump's policies to Biden's policies. But I'm as excited about this election as I would be to get a root canal by a blind person without anesthesia. And when I mention this, what is encouraging to me, and I always get the angry hate mail, oh, you're a not vote is a vote for the other side. You know, I didn't vote for Trump in 2016. I was told I was helping get Clinton elected, and yet Trump got elected. Supported him in 2020, but God, I don't want to go through this again. And I hear from people all the time saying, amen, I'm with you, you're not alone. I thought I was the only sane person. And I'm more and more mindful now of how many people are just letting politics rot their brain and how many people are so broken by politics. And there's insanity on both sides. I want to play you two clips, one on the left, one on the right. And the one on the left, I think is actually more damning because it's members of the media upset about Joe Biden using the phrase illegal. Yeah, this is journalists who are upset about Joe Biden using the phrase illegal in the State of the Union.
The president is walking back a controversial term he used during his State of the Union remarks. Biden used the word, quote, illegal.
He used the term illegal.
He used the word illegal.
He used the word illegal.
He used the word illegals to describe people.
He did use a word that did bother people. Immigration advocates don't want to hear him use the word illegal.
Do you regret using the word illegal to describe immigrants last night, sir?
I kind of jumped as well when I heard that word.
We normally don't use that word because people are not illegal.
To be clear, no human being is illegal.
Congressman Chuy Garcia saying he was extremely disappointed to hear the president use that word illegal.
Joaquin Castro has said like this, using that word and illegal, dehumanizing is problematic. What did you make of that?
That's probably true. He probably should have used a different word.
Like Joe Biden's ad-libs in the past, this one kind of got him in some trouble, particularly with Democrats who don't use the word illegal, call undocumented workers.
Saying to the broad Democratic base, I hear you, I hear your concern, And I shouldn't use that word is a smart thing to do.
Yesterday, Biden attempted to rectify this by apologizing for using that word to describe an undocumented immigrant.
You used the word illegal, so you regret using that word.
Yes.
He understands or understood the damage that he caused, and he was very eager to make amends.
You may be wondering, why does this matter, right? It's just a word. Who cares? Well, his language matters. The words we use to describe each other matters. And unlike Trump, Biden understands that words can shape our reality and that words can have real world and dangerous consequences.
Dangerous. Damage. Those are the words these people, particularly on MSNBC, said about using the word illegal. Most Americans use the phrase illegal alien because guess what? They are illegal aliens. Even the United States Code, federal law, refers to them as aliens, not workers or migrants, aliens. And if they cross the border without permission, they have come here illegally. They are illegal aliens. This isn't racism. This isn't bigotry. This is truth. And you've got this freak out from the Democrats over using a word and Joe Biden being forced to walk it back because of the Democratic cringe and the outrage of it. But it's not just the Democrats who are losing their minds over something. And then, of course, you got the transgender issue. You got a woman in the New Yorker magazine defending transgenderism from the left, saying kids do not consent to puberty. We should allow them to consent to puberty blockers to stop puberty. Nobody gives consent to natural biological processes, lady. This is insanity from the left on transgenderism. But then you have insanity from the right. This is video taken at a Trump rally of Trump supporters talking about the deep state conspiracies. This will blow your mind.
Trump and Putin right now are the only ones successfully fighting against the deep state.
Well, I think as well as Xi, too.
Who?
Xi.
Oh, Xi Jinping?
Mm-hmm.
So Xi Jinping is fighting against
he's a good guy.
Oh, so he's fighting against
Why? Because think about it. He's not part of the CCP.
Trump's not doing it alone. He's got Xi of China helping him, Mo of India, Putin.
So Xi Jinping is the only person in the Chinese Communist Party that's not a communist, and he's fighting against the Chinese Communist Party.
He's fighting the CCP.
He's the head of the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, it's the CCP, just like we're fighting the deep state.
Xi Jinping, Modi, Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump are all working against the deep state.
Right, and then you've got the White Hat Alliance, which is a lot of countries.
He is part of the good guys. The reason I think that is because he's fixing to go into Taiwan. You wait and see what I tell you. When he gets into Taiwan, guess what he's going to find? More labs.
More bio labs.
That is all planned out, y'all. It's all planned. This is one big sting operation.
Y'all, these people are insane. Xi Jinping is not one of the good guys. Xi Jinping is the global deep state. He's leading a spy operation around the world against the West. He wants you dead. And you got these Trump supporters, Modi, they don't even know who Modi is. Modi is the leader of India. He's an authoritarian guy there. You've got Vladimir Putin there. So you've got people on the right who are Trump supporters praising Vladimir Putin, Modi of India, Xi Jinping of China. I give up. How did people lose their minds? Going to tell you how people lost their minds, because I actually have the answer, and I'm not making it up. I'm not extrapolating. I'm not pulling stuff out of my rear end. This is the truth on both sides. People have begun to care more about politics than the rest of their life. And they have chosen, it's a choice, they have chosen to allow politics to creep in to every aspect of their lives. The left has tried very hard to bring politics into football, for example. They're taking a knee in the protests. Notice football ratings went up when they got rid of that stuff. Ratings for the NBA have gone down as the NBA has become more and more political commentary as well. The ratings have collapsed. It's not well watched these days. And the WNBA, nobody watches it. Even the people who demand that you watch the WNBA don't watch the WNBA. Same thing is starting to happen with the UFC. You had Donald Trump there the other night, Candace Owens there the other day. I saw a conservative tech bro commentator on social media say, it's the alphas. The alphas watch UFC, and the alphas are all Trump supporters, and that's why we're all in the UFC. We got Joe Rogan and Donald Trump there. They're beginning to politicize people beating the crap out of each other. It's become right-wing to watch UFC. People are allowing politics to take over their lives. You know the phrase, we are what we eat, we are what we consume, and people consume nonstop political commentary. You know, one of the things I do on the show, if you listen to this program regularly, one of the things you note is that I don't spend all my time talking about politics. There's lots of other stuff to talk about, including my great pizza oven, by the way. Too many people have made the conscious decision. And there will be those who say, no, it's the other side did it. I'm just pushing back. No, you're not. No. You that's how you've rationalized it. But you are obsessed with Washington. You're obsessed with the election. And it has rotted your brain on the left and the right. See, there are a lot of people on the right who used to be more focused on their church. But the Republican Party has become their church. The Democrats, for a while, the Democrats, when they got secular in the 70s and into the 80s, they started becoming political creatures. Everything became politicized. We used to, God permeates all things, your God permeates all things. When politics becomes your God, politics permeates everything. Because why? I mean, what's the first in the catechism? What's the chief end of man? To glorify God and enjoy him forever. Well, when God is politics, what's the chief end of men? To glorify politics and enjoy it forever. It is a pleasurable activity for people. They may think it's not. They may convince themselves they're miserable. They may consider themselves as angst, but it's how they define themselves, these people who show up at these rallies, who come up with these elaborate conspiracies to rationalize their political worldview that Xi Jinping is actually a good guy who's actually fighting the deep state. And one, you're showing yourself to be a blithering idiot. And two, you're showing yourself to be completely detached from reality. And the same with the people on the left who get upset with Joe Biden using a phrase like illegal alien. That most American Jews, these are the same people who use the phrase Latinx, unironically. The Democrats play word games. The Republicans are starting to play word games too. But it's not all Republicans and it's not all Democrats. It's the hardcore engaged in politics. They define themselves by who they follow online. They catechize themselves based on who's online. They radicalize themselves based on nonstop consumption. What's the meme I've seen on social media that Fox News has done to our parents' brains, what they said video games would do to ours? It's true, except it's not really Fox News. It's people who listen to Steve Bannon nonstop and OAN and the super extreme political networks on the left and the right, the people who watch nonstop MSNBC, who leave it on all the time. They're rotting their brains and they're rotting the country in the process, all convinced that they themselves and their God, who is a political creature, are going to save the country. And it leads them to insane places where they can unironically and without humor and being very seriously claim that Xi Jinping, the Chinese communist dictator, is somehow fighting the Communist Party and fighting the deep state and wants to be a loyal ally of Donald Trump, or that Joe Biden using the phrase illegal is damaging and causes destruction by using the word illegal. Now, I want to tell you something. There are more of us than there are of them. It feels so often like the insane people now have taken over the asylum. There are far more sane people than insane people out there. There really are. My ratings would be garbage if there weren't. First of all, I wouldn't be on radio anymore if there weren't. Thankfully, I got a lot of sane people who listen. But also, the sane people, you're where are you right now listening to me? Are you at work? Are you in your car? You're driving around on your way to a job? You got bigger fish to fry. You've got a family to take care of. Your kids are in school. You're planning for Little League this afternoon. You got a job to worry about. You got life to worry about. You got sick parents. You got something for church. You're living your life. It's the insane people who do this stuff online and get all the attention. It's the insane people on the left and the right who are the most engaged. The real world, real life, sane people are living their life, taking care of their family. They got bigger fish to fry. So don't get discouraged. You're not alone. And I bring this up because of the number of emails I've gotten in the last couple of weeks and the comments I see all the time on social media now of how are there so many insane people? I thought I was going crazy. No, you're not going crazy. We're just allowing the crazy to dominate the 24-hour news cycle. But I promise you, you are not alone, and sanity eventually will return. It's just not good for the ratings on TV.
He'll do the research and give it to you straight. Eric Erickson is live every weekday. You can be live on Eric's show by calling 877-97-ERIC. That's 877-973-7425.
Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here. The phone number, 877-973-7425. If you want to be on the program, I'm not sure if you guys heard this. This is Christopher Wray testifying before the Congress.
From an FBI perspective, we are seeing a wide array of very dangerous threats that emanate from the border. There is a particular network where some of the overseas facilitators of the smuggling network have ISIS ties that we're very concerned about, and that we've been spending an enormous amount of effort with our partners investigating.
The border continues to be a real issue. One that it doesn't seem that anybody in Washington, D.C., outside of the Republican Party, wants to take real serious. It's probably time that we figure this stuff out. It's probably time that Congress get actually really serious about a border bill, and it doesn't look like anything is happening right there. It's so deeply frustrating to see what's going on in Washington, to hear the warnings of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and to refuse to take action, knowing that there are dangerous people coming across the border. And yet it's the Democrats who are holding that up. It's the Democrats who are blocking any sort of meaningful legislation. It's the Democrats who don't want to take real action. And you're saying, but Erickson, it's the Republicans blocking this bill. It's the Republicans in the House blocking the bill. No. The Republicans have a plan, H.R. 2. John Fetterman said he's willing to go with H.R. 2 in exchange for Ukraine funding. But the Democrats are politicizing it. It's a shame. Now, let's not politicize Vision Computers, because they want your help. Vision Computers, y'all, they're such a good company, and for $179 a year, not a month, but a year, $179 for a year, they can become your tech support center. And in fact, a business actually reached out to me to give me their proof case on Vision. They've got an in-house IT guy, and they say they're not giving up their in-house IT guy, but he's so overwhelmed with the trivial stuff on the computers. How does this work? What's wrong with the printer? How do I get my email set up? That he can't handle network security options. He's just so overwhelmed with all the open tickets. So they all flow to Division Computers, and all the employees get the number Division Computers to call, and their computer tasks that they've got, Vision takes care of it. So the IT guy's freed up for network services and things like that. You can do this for your company. You can do it for your home, too. They can be your in-house IT department. You just call them, visioncomputers.com, visioncomputers.com, or go to visioncomputers.com, or call them at 404-COMPUTE. Brain fart there, sorry. 404-COMPUTE's the phone number. You call Vision Computers, tell them I sent you. They give you an even better deal. They can also build your computers, laptops, desktops, and more. Save you a lot of money. Visioncomputers.com or 404-COMPUTE. Let them be your IT solution or help your existing IT solution so that your employees' resources are freed up. Visioncomputers.com, 404-COMPUTE. Y'all, I gotta share one cool thing with you. So I mentioned, and by the way, thanks. Got a lot of people who emailed saying they'd love to do an event. My kids' school. Relevant point here. My kids' school. I want to do some sort of fundraiser, and I'm terrible at planning these sorts of things. I'm in it over my head. They're asking me to do something. Surely someone would wanna hang out with me and give a tax-deductible donation to this little Christian school. One of the cool things I was able to do for the kids, though, when we went to Washington last week, I was one of the chaperones. It was a terrible chaperone. I actually had to stay in a different hotel from the kids. It was with my son more than anything. We got some cool moments together, but I got him to be able to meet the Speaker of the House. And so the Speaker's office, just in commercial break, sent me the picture of the Speaker with all the kids. And it's cool. How often do you get to meet the Speaker of the House representatives? And who, by the way, I feel bad for the guy because he's a movement conservative. He's the most conservative person, including Newt Gingrich. He's the most conservative person to ever be Speaker of the House. He's a pro-life movement conservative, but he can't just do what the House Freedom Caucus wants. And so conservatives are eating the guy alive. He's got a two-seat majority. There's not a lot he can do. It's like, in fact, when I met him, I said, I feel like you're the dog that caught the car. How does it feel? He said, rough. At least he's got his faith and his sense of humor. Now, I wish to talk about something. I'm in a little delicate situation here, and I want to explain the bit of a delicate situation here. I have an ad that I do for a friend of mine. His name is Jim Hardman, and he has the oldest GM dealership in the state of Georgia. He is a profoundly good guy. And, you know, I like the businesses that I work with. Well, just take Omaha Steaks as another example. Omaha Steaks has been around since 1917. Think about the businesses that are around as long as they are and how there are so many fly-by-night businesses. One down in Jacksonville, WOKV, Ace Door and Window Company. They have been around for 37 years. Do you know there's so many home renovation companies, and they're fly-by-night. You see the guy in the big F-350 with the wrap, and in 3 years he's out of business. And, well, who do I call now because I got a problem, the window's leaky, or it's 10 years from now and I'm thinking about a new roof or something. Who do I go? And the guys fly-by-night. I like businesses that have been around for a long time. Or in my listening audience, WSB Atlanta, Taylor Construction, been around for, this is a home renovation company. They've been around for 50 years. These are the sorts of businesses I do business with. They're the ones I love to advertise for. So Jim Hardman is the oldest operating GM dealer in the state of Georgia. I have had a GMC forever. I had a Chevy forever since I was a kid. I wanted a Chevy Tahoe. I like SUVs. I wanted a Chevy Tahoe. I finally got a Chevy Tahoe. And then Jim Ellis, who is also a great dealer in Atlanta, I got a GMC Yukon from them, a Denali. And ever since, about every 3 years, I trade in my Denali. And the reason I do is they hold their value very well till they get to 99,999 miles. And once they roll over to 100, goes down. And I've had my current Denali for 3 years, and I'm at 70,000 miles in 3 years of driving this vehicle. I drive a lot. And my local dealership, my local GMC dealership, so I bought my car from Jim Ellis a couple years ago in Atlanta. Great people. My local dealership where I live does not have a good service department. And I was complaining one day, and Jim Hardman was listening to the show, and he calls, and I don't like to ask people for, this is why I'm talking to y'all about doing this fundraiser for the kids' school. Because I don't like to impose myself, do you know who I am sort of stuff. And this local dealership had my car. I had come back from the Masters. This is last Easter. I'd come back from the Masters, and something happened to the car, and the steering column froze. Couldn't move it. I had to leave the car over Easter weekend in the parking lot of the local Publix grocery store and then have it towed Easter Monday morning to this local dealership, and it sat for 2 weeks. They said it had to be towed into the garage, and it was difficult, and they were backed up. 2 weeks it sat there, and I was finally exasperated because I'm paying to rent a car. They didn't give me a loaner. I'm paying to rent a car. In 2 weeks I'm exasperated, and Jim Hardman listens. So he calls Charlie, who's answering phones that day, and introduces himself and tells Charlie to get me to call him, that he wanted to help with the problem. He was a GM dealer. So I call him sir, look, I don't know you. This is my problem. I don't want it to become your problem. And he literally says to me, son, I'm telling you this is my problem. It's not your problem. And we're sending a tow truck to pick up your car and bring it to my dealership, and we're going to fix it. It's like, well, okay. He's like, the only reason I'm calling is I need you to call your dealer and tell them the tow truck's on the way. It's like, oh, okay. Gave me no choice. Look, y'all, I don't like to impose myself on people. It's not my personality. And he's like, this is my problem now. The tow truck's already on the way. You got to call him and tell him it's okay. And he took care of me, and it was a, like, 24-hour fix. He had it, like, got it to his dealership, service department, knew immediately what it was, had it fixed, turned around, 24 hours. They even gave me a loaner, so and I'm like, man, this customer service. And so here's the thing. I'm like, okay, this is Eric Erickson. They're giving it to me. They do it to everybody like this. It's such. Now, this is not an ad for Jim Hardman. This is the point I'm making. I want you to know I love this dealership. Jim Hardman is just salt of the earth guy. Oldest dealership in the state of Georgia. You know, when people were jacking up prices so much during COVID, he never did. He never sold cars above MSRP. He's just an honest dealer. And so this is where we're headed. At pains to criticize General Motors because I love my GM. I know so many good dealers, Jim Hardman, Jamella, so many great dealerships. But if there's a class action lawsuit against General Motors today, I want in. There's a massive story in the New York Times today that General Motors has been spying on their customers. And with their customers' names affixed, selling their customers' driving records to insurance companies that have been jacking up insurance rates. Ken Dahl says he's always been a careful driver. The owner of a software company near Seattle, he drives a leased Chevy Bolt. He's never been responsible for an accident. So Mr. Dahl, 65, was surprised in 2022 when the cost of his car insurance jumped 21%. Quotes from other insurance companies were also high. One insurance agent told him LexisNexis was a factor. LexisNexis is a New York-based global data broker with a risk solution division that caters to the auto insurance industry and has traditionally kept tabs on car accidents and tickets. Upon Mr. Dahl's request, LexisNexis sent him a 258-page consumer disclosure report, which it must provide per the Fair Credit Reporting Act. What it contained stunned him. More than 130 pages detailing every time he or his wife had driven their car over the past 6 months. It included the dates of 640 trips, their start and end times, the distance driven, and an accounting of every speeding, hard braking, or sharp acceleration. The only thing it didn't have is where they had driven. On a Thursday morning in June, for example, the car had been driven 7.33 miles in 18 minutes. There had been two rapid accelerations and two incidents of hard braking. According to the report, the trip details had been provided by General Motors, the manufacturer of the Chevy Bolt. LexisNexis analyzed that driving data to create a risk score for insurers to use as one factor to create personalized insurance coverage. In recent years, insurance companies have been offering incentives to people who install dongles in their cars or download smartphone apps to monitor their driving. But drivers are historically reluctant to participate, as Ford Motor Company put it in a patent application that describes what is instead happening. Car companies are collecting information directly from internet-connected vehicles for use by the insurance industry. Sometimes that's happening with a driver's awareness and consent. But in other instances, something much sneakier is happening. Modern cars are internet-enabled, allowing access to services like navigation, roadside assistance, and car apps that drivers can connect to their cars to locate them or unlock them remotely. In recent years, GM, Honda, Kia, Hyundai have started offering optional features. Some drivers may not realize that if they turn on these features, the car companies give the information to LexisNexis. Automakers and data brokers that have partnered to collect detailed driving data from millions of Americans say they have drivers' permissions, but the existence of these partnerships is nearly invisible to drivers. Especially troubling is that some drivers with vehicles made by General Motors say they were tracked even when they did not turn on the OnStar Smart Driver feature. This isn't the only thing. You know, General Motors has said they're getting rid of CarPlay and Android Play in their cars. They want you to use their proprietary system. Y'all, I love my Yukon Denali. I don't want another vehicle. I want another Yukon Denali. But if it doesn't have CarPlay or Android Play, I'm switching to Toyota or something. And a company that respects me, because it's very clear that General Motors doesn't respect their dealers and General Motors doesn't respect their customers. They view all of them as commoditized parts to be sold. And they're not alone, and this is part of the problem in America today. is that too many companies don't respect your privacy and don't respect you as the ultimate customer. Instead, they wish to monetize their relationship with you and sell you to other people. Don't believe me. It's not just General Motors. Let me read you this mind-blowing story that I came across. So there's a tech site. I adore the site. I've read it for years. The guy who writes, his name's John Gruber. It's called daringfireball.net. He was one of the very first people I knew to step out on his own and make money as a blogger. He inspired me as a political writer to say, you know what, I can make a living doing political blogging. He does tech blogging, Apple, and he highlights this story. This month, users on Roku support forums reported suddenly seeing a message when turning on their Roku TV or streaming device reading, "We've made an important update. We've updated our dispute resolution terms. Select agree to agree to these updated terms and to continue enjoying our product and service. Press asterisk to view these terms." A large button reads agree follows. The pop-up doesn't offer a way to disagree, and users are unable to use their device unless they hit agree. Roku has further aggravated customers who found that disagreeing to its updated terms is harder than necessary. Roku is willing to accept agreement to its terms with a single button, but to opt out, users must jump through hoops that include finding that old book of stamps. To opt out of Roku's terms of service, which primarily changes the dispute resolution terms, users must send a letter to Roku's general counsel in California mentioning the name of each person opting out and contact information for each such person, the specific product model, software services used that are in issue, the email address they used to set up the Roku account, and if applicable, a copy of the purchase receipt. Roku required all this to opt out of its terms. These companies are abusing their trust with people. And you know, what is the FTC doing about this? Well, the FTC has decided to sue Amazon because you have to click a button to get out of Amazon Prime, as if anybody ever wants to get out of Amazon Prime. They're suing Amazon over there. They're not targeting General Motors for disrespecting their consumers. They're not targeting Roku. They're not targeting the companies that are actually abusing our trust. And too many of these companies are abusing our trust. I love my GM. I love Jim Hardman, my dealership. I want to go to him to buy my next GM. And the way I put miles on my car, that's coming soon. Although I've got such a low interest rate on my vehicle right now, I don't know that I can afford to roll it in when it gets to 100,000 miles, but I want to. But it's really hard for me to want to do business with companies that treat me, the consumer who's buying a tens of thousands of dollars vehicle or a couple $100 Roku box or so many other situations, that they don't respect me. They just want me to be on a list somewhere that they can monetize to someone else. That's deeply disrespectful to us as consumers. And there's going to have to be consequences and backlash to this stuff. I personally hope General Motors gets sued in a class action lawsuit for selling people's driving data without their consent to LexisNexis. My car doesn't have the it's a couple years old, doesn't have the smart driver feature, and so I'm not being monitored. But, you know, my kid has a Kia. We've opted out of all the surveillance stuff with Kia. I assume her stuff's not being sold. I guess I need to get a report on her. I do not like this, and neither should you. It's an invasion of our privacy by a company that we buy from that then decides to monetize our relationship further. The monetization should stop when I buy the vehicle, and it's unfortunate that it's not, and there should be consequences. Now, there are all sorts of consequences in the economy right now with interest rates now surprising people, going back up 3-point-some-odd percent, not below 2%. For over 40 years, Swiss America has been the trusted leader in precious metals, and their goal is to help people like you and me protect our assets and insulate us and our families from economic turmoil. Right now, Swiss America is offering you guys, y'all, I've got one of these. I've actually got a couple of these Walking Liberty half dollars, $13.50 each delivered. There's a limited amount. You can get up to 250 of these per customer while supplies last. It is the beautiful Walking Liberty half dollar silver coin. They make great gifts, by the way, for your kids or grandkids too. I got some for my kids. I got them for me. I went through Swiss America. You can get this by calling or texting my name to 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. You can also go to swissamerica.com/Eric, swissamerica.com/ERICK. When you mention me, When you call or text 800-289-2646, tell them you want the Walking Liberty half dollars. Or SwissAmerica.com/Eric. They really are great. Not only is it a precious metal, it's silver, but it's great for your kids. Get them Walking Liberty half dollars. By the way, they're way bigger than I expected them to be. 800-289-2646 is the number. SwissAmerica.com/Eric. Message and data rates may apply.
You can follow Eric around on social media at EW Erickson on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. And check him out at EWErickson.com. Want Eric's weekly recipes? They're super delicious. Text recipe to 33777 now.
Hi there. Welcome. It is Eric Erickson here across the United States of America. Delighted to have you guys with me. This is an actual headline in the New York Times today. Trump's Biden mockery upsets people who stutter. Subtitle, the former president mimicked his rival on a rally over the weekend. For those who stutter, his remarks hit that familiar humiliation feeling. Oh, good Lord. Y'all know I grew up with a stuttering problem. That's why I love Mel Tellis, the old country singer. He had a stuttering problem, overcame it. Joe Biden has a stuttering problem. But here's what I've noticed in the last number of years is that a lot of people have been saying that Joe Biden is stuttering when he's not. His memory is blanking out on him. They're like, oh, no, that's a stutter. That's a stutter. No, it's not a stutter. Not a stutter at all. It is Joe Biden having memory fritzing, and I don't know that this is anything that we really need to dwell on, other than the fact that, of course, the media is going to be all upset about Donald Trump mocking Joe Biden, and they want to do as best of a poor Joe Biden impression as they possibly can. They're just going to have to deal with it. I have no sympathy. We saw these stories in 2016 or 2020, rather, and they're back to the same old playbook. Now, I got to tell you about a new playbook with my bank, Old Glory Bank. I've got a checking and a savings account with them. This is a company that I didn't get a banking account with them because they're an advertiser. They're an advertiser because I got a bank account with them and pushed them to advertise because I thought I could help them with their business because I love them that much. OldGloryBank.com, you can get an account with them in 8 minutes or less online. You can even take cash. This is one of the reasons my kids have accounts with them. First of all, there are no fees for the checking or savings account, none. And there are 85,000 retail locations around the country, including the CVS by my house, where I can take my kids' cash from babysitting money and the like and give it to them, and they can deposit it into my kids' bank account. So the cash goes to the local store, which then transmits the value into my kids' bank account, and it works. OldGloryBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. Y'all need to check out Old Glory Bank if you're in the need for a bank for you or your kids. No fees on their checking or savings account.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.